Blog Talk Radio.
I've been tripping and confessing the wrong things and messing with my head.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
I got Hubert with me.
Hi, Hubert.
Greetings, I-9.
Good night. Hello. Oh,
Shalom.
Huh?
No. I didn't get your card.
You didn't get my card?
It didn't come this
week. It's in the mail, yeah.
That's awesome. But here's what I got, Joe. I told you, though. Yeah.
Not the phone. Is that Hazel on the line?
I'm here.
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Shalom.
You want me to start reading, Angela?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. So we're still in Leviticus, almost finished with it. We're still talking about the memorial offering and the year of the Jubilee. And 25:39 is where I'm picking up at. And it goes on to say, if a fellow Israelite become poor and sell himself to you, you must not treat him as an ordinary slave, but rather as a hired servant or a guest. And he shall serve you only until the year of Jubilee. At that time, he can leave with his children and return to his own family and possession. For I brought you from the land of Egypt, and you are my servant, so you may not be sold as ordinary slave or treated harshly. Fear your God. However, you may purchase slaves from the foreign nations living around you, and you may purchase the children of the foreign living among you, even though they have been born in your land. They will be permanent slaves for you to pass on to your children after you, but your brothers, the people of Israel, shall not be treated so. If a foreigner live among you, become rich, and is an Israelite, becomes poor, and sell himself to a foreigner or to the foreigner's family, he may be redeemed by one of his brothers, uncles, or nephew, or anyone else who is near relative. He may also redeem himself if he can find the money. The price of his freedom shall be the proportion to the number of years left before the year of Jubilee. Whatever it would cost to hire a servant for that number of years, if there are still many years until the Jubilee, he shall pay almost the amount he received when he sold himself. If the year has passed and only a few remains until the Jubilee, then he will repay only a small part of the amount he received when he sold himself. If he sells himself to a foreigner, the foreigner must treat him as a hired servant rather than a slave. If he has not been redeemed by the time of the year Jubilee arrived, then he and his children shall be freed at the time. For the people of Israel are my servants. I bought them from the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. We had another caller. Is it Auntie Betty?
Yes, how y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
Just fine.
Hey, Auntie Betty.
Hey.
Okay. Well, we don't have any more calls, so I'll just do a roll call, and we'll go ahead with the program.
Okay.
We have Hubert, Hazel, Loretta, Mom, Auntie Betty, and myself, Angela. So welcome, everyone.
Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Amen.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass.
You ready for me to say the prayer?
Yes, Angela, come to us with the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Ready. Are you ready? God yearns for an acceptable sacrifice. He wants us to love him freely and gladly with open hearts. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. God's been so good to us. Every day he's blessing us. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. So let's take this time to glorify the Lord today. Amen.
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 Amen. Get started. Greta, would you like to
go first? Sure. No problem.
Yes,
let's see here. I am coming out of our daily bread, and the title is The View from the Inn, and you can get to reading out of Romans and Deuteronomy. The Israelites learned some valuable spiritual lessons when God allowed them to endure homelessness, uncertainty, and danger. Their hardship humbled them. They learned that God would provide for their needs. When they were hungry, he gave them manna. When they were thirsty, he gave them water from a rock. God taught them that, despite difficult times, he could bless them. Finally, the Israelites learned that adversity is not a sign of abandonment. Moses reminded them that God had been leading throughout their 40 years in the wilderness. So, when we encounter desperate times, we can look for the spiritual lesson embedded in our difficulties, lessons that can help us rely on the one who causes all things to work together for our good and for his glory. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Auntie Betty, would you like to go next?
Yes. I'm coming from John chapter 14. You let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And wherever I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffered us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believe that thou not have, believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. The word that I speak unto you, I speak unto myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the word. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for your very work's sake. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believe on me, the work that I do, he shall do also. And greater work than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Daddy.
Amen.
Next, Hubert.
Yes, I will come to you out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 1 through 9. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from the root shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide dispute by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his life, the breath of his lips, he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb and the leopard, and shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf with the lion, and the fatted calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and bear shall raise their young, shall live there together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy at all in my holy mountain. For the Lord shall be full of the knowledge, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and the waters cover the sea. Amen.
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 Amen. Hazel, would you like to go next?
Yes, I'll go next. I'm reading from Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 34, and it speaks about worrying. So, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all those things, the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hazel.
Thank you.
Okay. Mother, would you like to go next?
Okay, I'm coming out of 2 Corinthians, 3rd chapter 1 through 6. The old man, action speaks louder than words. It is still true. Most of our communication is non-verbal. You'll hear us by paying attention to model department and backing information. These are extensions indicated for our internal attitude. They help us to understand the true message that we are communicating as we relate with others. More often than not, others will be more impressed by what we do than by what we say. As Christians, we must expect that others will read us as living documents. This is what the scripture means when we are encouraged to be living epistles. When people
read our body language, they should see the movement of the Holy Spirit in and through us. We need to be sure that the action of the Holy Spirit are visible in our novel, the communication, and in our action, as well as in our verbal communication. By leading the Holy Spirit complete the perfect work in us, we are allowed the hand of the Almighty to write upon the tablet of our spirit. Each person who comes in contact with us can read what the Holy Spirit has to say. It can be saved and their eyes can be changed because they are inspired to learn about the Lord through reading the living of our life. Our letter writer by the Holy Spirit might say, "Dear reader, God dwell here. I have changed this vessel from within so that this life is a clean reflecting of the Lord Jesus. The color of skin, gender, and nationality no longer matter. The emotion scars are healed. The past evil has been used for good. Life, liberty, love, grace, forgiveness, peace, and joy remain in the person. This is possible for you, too. Come get to know me. Sincerely, the Holy Spirit. Amen."
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother. Okay.
Loretta? Yes, ready for the second shut in. Everyone bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the love and care that you show upon Reverend Allen, Uncle Willie, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Champ, Auntie Marie, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, the Hurd family, the Williams family, the Simmons family, Sister Shirley and family, Lenny and family, the Lowe's family, Dwight and Tawana and family, the Cody family, Essie Mae and family, Dorita and Jesse Verner, the Dick family, the Verner family, Tony, Brian, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Desert Kendrick and family, Mary Ann and family, Valerie Crockett, Michelle Bessler, Ruth Edwards, Vanessa and family, the Slappy family, Eileen Holiday, DeMarcus Malachi, Carlos and the Wells family, Eric, the Boreas family, the Rossiter family, the Ross family, the Johnson family, Marilyn and family, Cheryl and family, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Fill them with the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to be activated and move through them in Jesus' name. Father God, we love you and we thank you for the healing that you are performing right now in our sick and shut-in. May God continue to bless us in Jesus Christ's holy name. Let everyone say amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Loretta, that prayer, should I say. Let's talk about some birthdays here. I guess we're going to go back to the 1st of August.
Mm.
And
this is the 30th?
Could have been the 30th.
Yeah,
I think it's the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
July and then August.
I don't have nobody.
Uh-huh. 30th
I have
through
nobody.
What you have, August what?
I don't know.
August
6th. August 3rd is Curita's birthday.
And Marie was the first.
August 1st was Marie. August 4th, we had Travis, Mom, and Jarita.
Mm-hmm. Jarita the 3rd.
Yes, that's
Jarita. Okay, Jarita, okay. And then we had Jazz is on the 8th. That's Bruce's daughter. And on the 6th, we have, no, that's not 6th. Sorry. Yeah, Tony's daughter on the 6th, Tamara.
Okay.
Oh, Pamela Haynes on the 8th, right, Hubert?
No, she was on the 8th.
No, she was in July.
Okay, all right. Well, that's all that I have for the day. Quite a bit.
Amen.
Amen. A lot of birthdays.
Yeah. And Ms. Haynes, would you do us the honor of singing a birthday song?
Oh, gosh.
Come on, Hayes.
Wait, do I have... I can sing it any way I want. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear all family. Happy birthday to you.
Amen. Happy birthday,
Randy Moore.
Amen.
All right. Thank you for that song. Uh-oh.
You put me on the spot there, Auntie Angela.
Okay. Let's go ahead and start with the second part of our program, where if you have a poem or you would like to sing or you would like to say some more Bible verses, or testimony, please do. If not, just say pass. Let's start off with Mom.
Well, first of all, I just want to thank everybody for calling and sending cards to me for my birthday. Thank everyone so very much. But I'm going to read this. Oh, and another thing is that I was invited to a women's conference, not knowing that my granddaughter was going to be the speaker. So we just had a beautiful, wonderful weekend. She was the speaker Friday night and part of Saturday. So that was a big blessing for me, and she didn't tell me what was going on. We just had to see it for ourselves.
Amen.
You know, I just want to read this little bitty prayer out of the red book that let the glory of the Lord arise. Heavenly Father, we ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us. According to Isaiah 60, verse 2, we ask you, Lord, to arise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother. Next. Hubert? Hubert?
Maybe he stepped away.
Okay, we'll come back. Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm going to try to sing a little bit.
Amen.
Satan, we going to tear your kingdom down. Satan, we going to tear your kingdom down. You've been building your kingdom all over this world. Satan, we gonna tear your kingdom down. Satan, the preacher's gonna preach your kingdom down. Satan, the preacher's gonna preach your kingdom down. You've been building your kingdom all over this world. Satan, we gonna tear your kingdom down. Satan, we gonna pray your kingdom down. Satan, we gonna pray your kingdom down. You've been building your kingdom gonna pray your kingdom down. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Tear it down, tear it down.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that song, Auntie Betty. Loretta, you want to go next?
Sure. First of all, I would like to apologize for last week. I literally thought I had everything under control, but the other half of my mind was still on vacation, so that's why we didn't have our prayer line last week. Also, I thank God for traveling mercy. I was able to travel further down into Georgia, Augusta, and visit with my aunt and uncle, and my cousin, and my niece, Hazel.
Amen.
It was a wonderful visit.
Yes, yes.
The food was good. The atmosphere was good. Everything was just good. We made it through the storm. God saw us through it.
Amen.
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 And let's see. My reading is a poem. And it is by, let me get to it. That would have been a good one. Okay, it is by Kelly Gleason. But here we're trying to call in. Can you guys give me a second? Let me see if I can page him in.
Sure.
Yeah,
we're here.
Hubert, you there? I can't page him in. Angela, go to somebody else. I'm going to try and call Hubert back in, okay?
Not a problem.
Nobody else.
Hazel?
Yes.
You have more to share this evening?
Yes.
Okay.
A
a lot of gratefulness for the safe traveling I did this week for work. Went to Alpharetta, Georgia, and made it there and back safely. And also had a trip to Greenville to see one of my teammates that she's just gotten engaged. And that was just sweet for my friend Tim and I to make that trip together and back home safely. And I'm just so grateful for my family and being able to celebrate everything with y'all and celebrating Grandma's birthday, first one with me. I'm a part of her life, so that was exciting for me. 79, Grandma, right? 79, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so it's just been a sweet
thing.
Oh, yeah,
I'm 79.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look at that.
Just making sure, Grandma.
Yeah, you had more than 10 kids.
Amen. I love you all.
All right. Thank you. Love you too.
Yeah.
Loretta, are you back?
Yes.
Yes,
I have you over too.
Okay, well,
here,
what you
want to
go?
No, I just passed on it. Well, a praise report. I got a praise report. I sent Mom off a birthday card, and she got it on her birthday, so I thank God for that.
Amen.
A praise report.
Amen.
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 You know, it ain't polite to ask women their age, so I won't go there.
All right.
We already went there, man.
And that's all you have, Hubert?
Yes, that's it. Oh, I'm sorry. And the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in His sight.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. All righty, Loretta.
Okay, like I was saying, this is a poem by Helen Gleason, and it's called New Beginnings. Every day is a fresh new start, a chance for a new beginning, to live better than the day before, a day to keep from sinning. This day can be a day to spread God's love and peace around, to thank Him for a lovely world where nature's gifts abound. Each day a new experience, a time to thank and pray, and to feast upon His mercy, and to make it our best day. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. All righty. Thank you, Loretta, for that. I think that completes our second round. Okay. Well, I will say the final prayer, closing prayer. God is love. Lord, You are our God, and we exalt You and praise Your name. For in perfect faithfulness, You have done wonderful things, things planned long ago. God is love. He is always with us and will give us the strength we need to do all that He has planned for us. Let's take His love with us throughout the week in everything we do and everyone we meet. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And, Father, we ask that You continue to bless the president and everyone in the White House. Give them the guidance. In Jesus' name. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and He will direct your path. Amen.
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 Amen, amen. May God continue to bless America and other nations. May everyone have a blessed week. God loves you, and so do we. Good night, everyone, and we love you.
Good night. Love you guys.
Good night, everybody.
Love you all.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.